Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the Lord. God bless you. Open your Bible briefly with me. I may not really be preaching as such, but I want to share with you briefly. God asked me to share with you the message I should have ended in Lagos today. I was preaching to our church when you gone this morning. They called me. I have to preach to our church through the airwave, the power of technology. And I preached to about three of our churches who were able to connect me on time. And it was amazing that I concluded the message God asked me to continue with here briefly. We live at a time you don't need to be told where you are or where you're going. The message is clear today. You are either in or you are out. You must be where God wants you to be. Amen. There is no American Christianity, there is no African Christianity. There is no African God, there is no American God, there is no African heaven, there is no American heaven. We have only one.
Amen.
And he came to pay the price to make us to be part of the kingdom.
Yes.
And I believe you're on the right track. If you're a believer, let me see your answer. I'm a believer. Now just open your mouth and say, I'm a child of God. And that is a great confession you made. You can keep that by the message I preach today. We are children of God by faith. Based by grace. By grace through faith. And based on this, you need to maintain that personal relationship. And God said, I should speak to our church for over a month on serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Somebody may ask me, have we not served the Lord? Is an individual believer that has the best position to answer that? And then the Bible also has and a final revelation what God meant to serve the Lord. And if we are to tell ourselves the truth, we must look inward and then examine from the mirror of God, which is the word of God, to be sure that truly we serve the Lord. I have six boys who are graduates. Only two is about to graduate. They will be joking with the academics if they do not carry out the principle laid down according to their academic syllabus. Because the demand is, until you read, you're not going to make your credit marks. When God demands we should serve him, God knows that that's the only way we can make the heavenly standard. And I want to call on every one of us at the end of this message. God demands a renewal 24 hours, 7 days a week. Because he cares and he loves us. Will we serve the Lord? I will serve the Lord. Can we wave and say, I will serve the Lord? Let me read two scriptures immediately. Exodus chapter 23 from verse 20. Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way. Can we say amen?
Amen.
God is so mindful of us. He's carefully sent an angel. And to bring thee into the place which I prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Mark down your Bible. I mark my own. Some people's Bible is so clean they don't mark it. And it's not the doctrine I'm teaching you, but it's good you mark certain scriptures. It keeps you in check, keeps you to remember what you read. This Bible has followed me for over 15 years. I have other Bible there, but I like using it because it's easy for me to open where to preach. He says, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemy. What a wonderful news. an adversary unto the adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. Verse 25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee. I love thy verse. And will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. The Bible said all the promises of God, they are yea and amen in Christ. God never promised what he cannot do. In every promise of God we claim, there is a conditional tie to it. Brethren, if we are to be sincere, we must examine scriptures based on the biblical purpose of the scriptures. God said we should serve him, and that's the reason why he created us. If not for service, the moment we got regeneration, he need to take us out here. But the reason he allowed us to stay is to serve him. And we serve him in different dimensions, in different level of dimension, so that as we serve him, we'll be able to see the uniqueness of God. I'm excited today that being here, looking back 7 years back, I can see what God have done as a result of service. And when you talk about serve the Lord, include worship. Serve the Lord includes praise, includes being a witness, include prayers, include all we know we could do biblical, according to biblical injunction. So when the Lord says serve him, is a compound word demanding our whole life to him. And I believe the purpose of this message, God will bring it to pass, so that at the end of this service, we might find ourselves being quickened to serve him more than ever we serve him. We cannot serve him enough. Do you believe what I just said? We cannot serve him enough. Could you put your hand and say, Lord, teach me to serve you better? Only the Holy Spirit can do that. And I want us to open also, before I go on, Psalm 100. Psalm, book of Psalm 100. We already will go to, we also read Job 36, verse 11. Psalm 100. I like reading most scriptures full, so that you can get a full meaning of that message, or that writing. Psalm 100 from verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I want every one of us to read it again, 1 to 5. It's only five verses. Let's read it together. 1 to go. Psalm 100. Joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is not made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Can we say amen?
Amen.
That is the call. Serve the Lord. Why? I want to give you some of the highlights. Number one, because he is the creator. He is our maker. We never created ourselves. The Bible says in Genesis 1, God said, let us make man in our image and in our own likeness. And after he had created man, He set man to live for him. That's the reason. One, he demands us to serve him. He is the creator. Serve me. Serve me unconditionally. Serve me with all the zeal, all the fiber in us. Serve him as if you're the only one here in the city of Cleveland.
Amen.
Serve him as though you are the only Christian. Serve the Lord. Serve him because he will reward your service. Look at, I wouldn't say big effort, the little effort the president have done. I believe getting this place is a favor of God.
Amen.
It's not by your good effort, your good doings. It's just the favor of God. Because this is in the center of the city. Whoever known that a church that started in Manja of Jordan Avenue, cannot come in the city center. And I see revival is imminent.
Amen.
Something great is about to happen.
Hallelujah.
Do you have what the Rhema word that came out?
Amen.
I see revival imminent.
Amen.
I'm not exciting. I'm telling you what God is saying.
Jesus.
But the only number one requirement of it is to serve him.
Amen.
Because he is the creator. If you're ready to serve him, revival is already by your door. You're not going to struggle to ask people to come to worship here. I do not believe using human mechanism, using different kind of human methods to invite people to come. Peter never invited anybody to come. They only waited upon the Lord, serving the Lord only by prayer at the upper room. But at the appointed time of God, it came like a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
And when it came like a rushing mighty, and it rushed 3,000 people beside children. It brought the rushing mighty wind came with 3,000 souls for one day. Even Billy Graham, another preacher, and got 3,000 souls for one day. I worked with him in 1983 in Amsterdam. Even David Young Chu have never had that 3,000 for one day, even though his church grew above other churches. But I want to announce to you that revival is coming.
Amen.
Mount Zion Prayer Center Church, serve the Lord. Revival is coming.
Amen.
Serve the Lord. Because he is the creator. The creator will create the way for the great revival outpouring is coming here. You do not require to use gimmick to bring down his presence. Don't need that. Just serve me. He said, serve the Lord. If you watch so many things happening today, I'm not a critic. I like to criticize on my knees. I believe in prayer. That's my reason of whenever I'm in the nation, I have to visit Pastor Michael. As many of you know him, he's a child of God that has given everything to Christ. You find that we are living at a time people are saying things that are not truly of God. Whatever you say or do can never attract the presence of God. Until God sees that which he demands from us. The prodigal son has to return before the father can open the door of fellowship. We are to return back to the standard of God. In the book of Psalm we read, look at that scripture, I love that. Verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence. Can we say come before his presence? His presence is not just in the holy sanctuary only, right from our rooms. Midnight, mid-morning, in your privacy, God cherishes our private fellowship with him. In your secret closet, come before him. Recognize him as the creator. Know him as God. He's not a man. He's mindful to every step we take. God is interested to see you and I putting on his garment. Garment of his presence. Hallelujah. On only one demand, serve him. Serve him. Just be ready. Job, I'm going to read now. Chapter 36, verse 11. You know why Job become a role model, one of the patriarchs of the Bible? Was that he served the Lord in spite of. I repeat, he served the Lord in spite of. And yet he was a child of God, a righteous child of the Bible, stated it. But he faced challenges. He faced challenges. Pastor Michael, I was a little bit shocked when I flew into Atlanta, and someone said the heat is too much. I said, heat? There's no heat here. There's no heat. Come to Africa, you see heat. And even in Africa, the heat there cannot be compared with the heat I heard from the divine revelation and even as written in the Bible. I'm talking of heat or hell. This is no heat. If you are being troubled because of sun heat, this is no heat. We better serve the Lord before we get to the right heat. But you can imagine that people are so worried about that. A little change in the climate. A little change. I saw people are throwing themselves into the water here. Swimming pools are becoming more hot. We must serve the Lord. Because we have no abiding place here. You know, this planet, we're on a pilgrim journey. We're on a pilgrim. That's why, whatever you can do, do it to serve him now. Serve him now. In Psalm 100, I repeat that again, verse 2. Say, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with what? Singing. Come with joy. Oh, I don't think there's any better place I can be in my life than the presence of God. How many of you believe the same thing? The psalmist said, I'm glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. That's what the psalmist said. I'm glad when they say, let's go to the house of God. Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer cell. They were so happy to go to the house of God. Jesus said, my house shall be the house of prayer. Come before him with thanksgiving. In the book of Job, let's see what Job said. Chapter 36, verse 11. Is the man who sees it, who has seen it all, experienced it all, what he went through was enough for Christians to adjust. It says, verse 11, if they obey and serve him, if they obey and serve, let's all of us read it. I love the church reading together. I'm about to close this message. Can we all read Job 36, verse 11 and 12? Go ahead. 1, 2.
If they obey and
serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey not, they shall do what? Perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. You know what it means? If we obey and serve him, the prosperity here is not just dollars. But that's part of it. The prosperity begin with our free relationship flow with God. Our flow with God. The Bible says, if God, by the Paul, Apostle Paul, if God be for you, who can be against you? If you're on the Lord's side and the Lord is with you, you have everything in hand. That was what the king said to the prodigal son. His son that's always been with him said, why the merriment? He said, your brother was lost, now he's found. And we got to make merry. We need to praise God for that. But you know what? He opened an hand and clothed this boy with new garments to show his love, to show that truly God desire our fellowship with him. He wants us to return back to fellowship with him.
Hallelujah.
Our fellowship with God is part of our service to God. We should find ourselves in the holy sanctuary, in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Because nothing on this planet satisfies anymore. Nothing. Nothing. You should be a witness to nothing. Is it fame, world of fame, or this? No. Most of the high actors worldwide, Hollywood and even in Nigeria, are really committing suicides. They can't find any other joy or hope in their life. Most suicide today are committed by high place. People are seeing money. Money could not help them anymore. The man that flew with me in the aircraft, I said, what do you do? He told me, very big guy in the heart. How do you feel about your spirit? You okay? And all. Many times I felt that there's things I lack. When he said that, and I realized nothing on this earth can give you satisfaction. Because nothing on earth created you but God. He alone can bring satisfaction. And it demands service. Serve the Lord, and he will come to you. Serve the Lord, and he will never disappoint you. Serve the Lord, he will take care of you. Serve him. Serve him, knowing that his eyes run to and fro all over the earth. He knows what you're going through. God knows what every human being is going through. You know what? He said, even at the number of our hairs are what? Numbered. The hairs are heads. That means God knows their numbers. He knows the number one, number two. That's what he means. Where they are numbered, where they place with their, according to their marks. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this morning, the worship God demands requires both in the way we package our faith. I don't know how you do it here in somebody asked me, will you be able to live in America? I said, no. If I wanted to live in, I would have lived in America from the 80s. My ministry is in Africa. This journey I came was by my goodness, because of my two sons. In fact, I may be traveling back next week. I'm demanded. And so I'm no more already traveling far. I have much doing back home. Demanded every day. There's people like Pastor Adeboye that has more churches here that can come. But I have much to do back home. I'm more demanded in Africa than here. Because Africa will be saved. And I give God the glory that the power of God is moving Africa. And the only secret that causes that is serve him, and we serve him. We are faced with a lot of challenges, like America faced with their own type of challenges, but God is faithful. God is faithful. Church of God is moving on. There's great revival everywhere. In my own country, in the northern part of the country, we are faced with Islamic extremists who have come to say they want to Islamize the nation. I say it's not possible. The church of God has been built, and gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. The church of God in Nigeria is very solid. We're on ground. Before I leave, that's what they call me this morning. Say, Bishop, we're beginning the new. I don't know how you do it here, but let me tell you. We have what is called chain prayers with churches. Christian Association of Nigeria, Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, we have what is called chain prayers now. We find out that a man of God preached by the name of Dr. Ezekiel. He said, while they just slept, while we slept, the enemy came through the north to Islamize the nation. On a high revival we received after the Civil War. We had a revival in Nigeria after Nigerian Civil War. But as we grew, the church almost going to pleasure, and we slept. But God knew it, and gave chance a bit. The enemy came through Boko Haram, Islamic terrorists, with all out to Islamize our own country. We said, no, this is our land. Yes. Only the church have taken over the land. Islam will not take our land. Yes. Islam can never take our land. Yes. Just to show you the situation. I don't know what you are going through with your own case here. Every nation, there are one challenge or the other. Let me say this. Every nation has their own challenges. The only challenge that's come on now globally is economic challenges. Economy meltdown. All this are nothing but, Pastor Michael, the sign of the end time. Yes. The enemy is trying to use every possible way to attack the church, to weaken the church, to get the church out from prayer. Do you know that many Christians are not ready to pray now? Some are trying to find alternative. Ladies and prayer center, hear me. There's no alternative to kneeling down seeking the face of the Lord. If you try it, you're gone. If you try it, if you fail to pray, the enemy will give you all the technical, the technological, all the scientific reason why you should have another reason not to pray. If you try it, in Nigeria, we have, I don't know whether you do, we have what's called all nights. Right now, there's all night prayer for August with the whole of the whole days. Every day, all night. Why? Because we found out that we were all sleeping and the enemy came to fight the nation. And Nigeria is the largest Pentecostal church in Africa right now. My church is the smallest church with a few thousand. There are churches that run to millions in Nigeria right now. Millions or so in one single church. John Hagee came to, I saw it on television, the Holy Ghost Festival Congress organized by Diboye. My son put on TV, Daddy, look what's being said. I watched. You know what is John Hagee say? You know John Hagee? He said, I thought we have a church revival in America. We have nothing. That's what he said with his mouth. And yet back home, in that great crowd of millions, to us is still nothing. That is why it requires you to serve the Lord. When this lady were driving yesterday, I was looking at America. I saw the field is ripe everywhere. It takes only those who are serving the Lord to cause the revival in the land. And you are the instrument God will use. I say, God will use you. I said, God will use you. He said, serve the Lord. Exodus chapter 23. I want to use that to conclude. Serve the Lord. I read from verse 25 only. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy waters. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. This is true. When we serve the Lord will do his way for us. Listen, let me say this to you. When Job was faced with a challenge, he did not quit. He kept on serving the Lord. He lost virtually everything. Lost both the wife. The wife left because it was an unbearable situation, humanly speaking. But Job did not lose out. He was counseled to curse the Lord. He said, no. I know whom I serve. I know whom I believe. In fact, he made a proclamation that was a challenge to me. He said, even this flesh, if one will eat it, with my spirit, I will see the Lord. That was a man who knew whom he believed. He served the Lord all through. His friends came to bring some counsel that was very injurious. What I mean by that is that they said, look into yourself properly, Job. Don't you think that this is as a result of your past? Ladies and gentlemen, don't allow anyone to pull you back to your past. Amen. Amen. Did you get what I'm saying? When you get to the cross, your past must pass. It is from the cross you look forward. This guy told Job, look back to your past. If you keep on looking at your past or allow any force to remind your past, you're not going to make any progress. Job said, no. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know I'm going to come out of this case. He was a man who knew how to serve the Lord. At that time, Job was only doing the service of worship. I was so touched with the song. I couldn't know much of that song sang this morning. I don't know. I was just following the write-up. That's what is required to serve the Holy God. Serve Him because of amazing grace we have. Serve Him in spite of the situation. Serve Him when you don't have job. Serve Him when you don't have much of the expectation. If you serve Him, He will come to surprise you.
Amen.
He's a God who never fails. That's why we sang that song, Unchangeable, Unchangeable God. Serve the Lord. He will bless your waters. Serve the Lord. He will take sickness out. He will heal. He's a healer. All we needed is to serve Him first. Make up your mind to serve Him. And you will see God in His unique power to manifest through you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to put your hand up this way. Say, Lord Jesus, I come under your grace. I'm ready to serve you, to live for you, to be an instrument in your hand 24/7 a week. Amen. Serve Him by agape love among ourselves. One of the work of grace in our midst is to have agape love in the church. If you serve the Lord with love of Jesus among us, you don't need to tell somebody else that we are children of God. Jesus is with us. We are serving Him. People will see it. They will see the glory of God. They will see the manifestation. They will see the love of God. And they will come to serve the Lord. And at this moment, I want you, please, wherever you are, bow down your head with me. We're going to ask Him to take over, because when He died on the cross, He paid the price for us to serve Him. When he died on the cross, he finished the work. That's why he said, it is finished. To make our worship and our service easy. The God we serve is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never fell and he will not fail. Serve the Lord, brothers and sisters, here in Cleveland City. Serve the Lord wherever you live. Serve him by the way your prayer life. Serve him by the way you even dress. Serve him by the way you love. Serve him by the way you pay your tithe in church. Serve him by the way you give the offering you give. Serve him by the way you witness your faith. Today, we may not witness faith only by talking. We may witness by our character. Our character can witness to people. Serve him by obeying, studying the word. Study the word. Don't exchange the word study with anything else. The book of Joshua said, this book of the law should not depart out of our mouth, but we should meditate therein day and night. For only day we shall make our way prosperous and have good success. Apostle Paul says, study to be approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of God. Jesus says, search the scriptures, for in them you think. For in them is life, for them is the way of eternal destiny. Search scriptures. The scriptures study is also part of service. Spend time with the word. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in meditation. Spend time to witness. Don't let somebody bypass you without him seeing the light of God in you. It could be by your love. It could be by your action. It could be by witness. When people passes you, let him see the Jesus you serve. I want to pray for three prayers before I close this meeting. God direct me to do that. Number one, you want to rededicate yourself to serve the Lord. You want to do it like that. Your Mahori turned back to his father after he walked away from the family. He's called the prodigal son. I'm going to pray for you. God gives a second chance by his miracle and grace. If you notice you've not been serving the Lord, this is a moment you can make that decision by coming back home. Say, Father, I come back home. He has opened his hand for you. I will pray for you. You don't need any condemnation. It's only when you are outside Christ that there's condemnation. But he said, in me you shall have peace. In Christ, there's hope of glory. You can come to him again. He loves you so much, more than anybody else could ever love you.